This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We all agree that President Trump's decision to end DACA is a despicable act of political cowardice. Cowardice squared because he gave the announcement to his attorney general instead of just making the statement himself. We all agree that President Trump's decision to end
Nancy Pelosi, lead dog Democrat, of course, she changed the tune, I think, a little bit today as some of the Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, were in the Oval cutting a deal with President Trump. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. And, Bob, I'll tell you what, you look at what happened today, the pictures through the window were to me, just hysterical to see, but kind of mixed signals from the president on DACA and this executive order. He says he may revise it in 6 months if Congress doesn't act. So what happened? How did this turn around?
Well, there's two issues here, and yes, Kate, yesterday I would have given you an answer that Donald Trump felt that Barack Obama made an illegal action by carving out this, group of people, although be it deserving, an illegal action. And Trump said that, and instead of ending the program, because he didn't end it at midnight, he said, you've got 6 months to legitimize this program. Then, of course, mm-hmm. he turned around and said, the next day, so it changes my view, but Trump turned around and said, well, if you don't do it in 6 months, I might relook at this. Well, now, if you think it's illegal, you think it's illegal, and you don't say, well, I'll just revisit it. So he just went off on another Trumpism by doing that. But still, the bottom line, if you read what and see Barack Obama's own words on this issue, where he said this is temporary, this would give an opportunity to maybe actually do something to, for once and for all, redo immigration itself in a total picture, if they seize the opportunity. Now, Kate, the bottom line is that there is no way Speaker Ryan, I'll just pick out him and not Mitch McConnell in the Republican-controlled Senate, Speaker Ryan is going to reinstate the Dreamer program. Okay, that's going to happen. He's for it. He's going to do that. But I just thought it was interesting where the president then also, but, in 6 months I'll do this. But the shell shocker is the fact that as the Democratic leaders sit there, in the White House, and they hear, the one statement, Speaker Ryan and Mitch McConnell, especially Speaker Ryan, they call the Democrats' plan to extend this temporary, debt ceiling deal till December the 15th, put in some flood relief, take a breath. And Speaker Ryan's words earlier were ridiculous. And then all of a sudden Donald Trump says, hey, Nancy and Chuck Schumer, okay, good deal. Let's do that. I mean, he just gave control of the entire process to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. It is exactly what he did. By the way, he doesn't like Paul Ryan, he doesn't like Mitch McConnell. And let's face it, Trump averts a government shutdown. They're going to do the aid anyway. The Texas delegations, right, and unfortunately now Florida, they're big, powerful delegations. So Trump just said, I'm done messing with you guys, you two. Okay, Chuck and Nancy, let's make a deal. And he did.
Yeah, made the deal, and that was it, and it was just the craziest thing to see. It was like, if you saw the split screen, it was wild to see the wall of Republicans against it, and then to see the, like I said, it looked like TMZ, the little photographs of Trump and Schumer and Nancy smiling, sitting on the couch in the Oval Office. It was craziness.
Right.
Really craziness.
It's just amazing, and I can just imagine, I would love to have heard the private conversation, possibly censored later, between Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell after they, fully realized what the president did.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Now, how about this other part where Trump is saying, the president is saying he's going to get into great detail on tax reform in the next couple of weeks? We've been hearing that for a while. Do you think there's going to be something earth-shattering that comes to light with tax reform?
Well, this would be the another area where he actually, you know, look, he's had a disastrous start here. Let's face it, a disastrous start, fighting his own staff, all these changes, you know, Trump being Trump in some cases. And now he pulls this coup. I don't care who he pulled it with. He pulled it with the Democratic side. And it was kind of shades of Bill Clinton, you know, cutting the deal. And when, you know, I was there, Clinton would do that, like working for welfare, et cetera. So he does that. And then the Senate can't pass the health care. They can't do anything. The House has not really done an agenda. Now Trump's got this announcement. I don't know what it's going to be, but even if he does, you know, the corporate tax level restructure, if he does something for working Americans and it's good and solid, he's going to once again be able to go around a bit the Congress because they haven't done anything. I mean, this is, you know, this is going to be October, and of course they recess, you know, around Christmas time. And they haven't done anything. So maybe he will come out with something that will be of benefit to working Americans, and then he can be forgiven for a lot of missteps he's done this year if he gets back to some kind of agenda.
Yeah, there you go, absolutely. Especially, like you said, if it happens in the next couple of months, the gift that keeps on giving. North Korea, what's the strategy there? Because, look, we keep waiting to see what's going to happen with China and Russia, and they're not doing anything, of course. And we have all of our, you know, we have so much military invested, let's face it, at the DMZ. And then you look at what's going on with, you know, the pudgy leader of North Korea. And I think it's kind of scary. But what do you think happens? Are we going to take some kind of action?
Yeah, I mean, he's unbalanced. If he wasn't, you know, this inherited dictator, he'd be in the basement of his parents playing video games, eating chips, you know, is what he'd be doing. But I look back at the Iran centrifuges that continued, and we did some back deal negotiations with them. I was involved, as others were, you know, with these types of things, trying to do something with the centrifuges. We did that. It wasn't successful. Eventually, Barack Obama has his deal with Iran, okay, and they start to reduce centrifuges. I'm looking at this scenario. Bill Clinton, as I recall when I was in Congress, he gave $2 billion. I supported it. Sure. We tried that. Didn't work. We then went through the Bush administration. Carrot stick. Didn't work. Went through Obama trying to reach out. Didn't work. Even with the new son that came in here as the dictator. Now we've gotten to a point where this guy is developing things, has developed things. I'm just reading between the lines, Nikki Haley, our ambassador, UN, Kate. There's two paths here, China and Russia, who could end this at 12, you know, 30 tonight, Ohio time, could end this. And then there is a strike, and there's going to be one of the two. We're very close to it. He's threatened U.S. soil. He's causing earthquake over there, a landslide, possible radioactive material. And now he might launch something that disrupts our power grids for weeks or months. So this has gotten to the point where China needs to get the signal, do something with this guy. Now, in all reality, if we did strike him, and I'm talking about taking him out and killing him, you know, through not through a ground attack, but a missile attack, I fully believe, and it's a gamble, but he's going to eventually launch something anyway, but I fully believe that China will have his military stand down and say, look, you can run the country, and that gives China the buffer, and try to stay with us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Bob May, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Coming up next, we're talking about Irma. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, Order Yongevity's Polyburst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Right now, there is a mandatory evacuation order in effect for all visitors in the Florida Keys. Tonight, this order will go into effect for all residents. You're told to evacuate. Get out quickly.
And unfortunately, now we're getting ready to respond to Hurricane Irma. And these incredible people that we have at FEMA and the other groups, they thought they'd get a night of sleep. One night. Just one night. They're not getting anything. They're right now going to Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, and they're already there.
All right, you just heard Scott, Rick Scott, the governor of Florida, talking about Irma, which is horrific. I have so many friends and family that are in the path of that brutal hurricane. And I'll tell you what they're looking at right now, this eye of the hurricane was something to see. They're saying it's this, first of all, they're saying Irma is the size of Florida. That basically this hurricane is the size of Florida. And you look at the different models and it changes. So, of course, Rick Scott is concerned about evacuating. Where are the mandatory evacuations happening? And the Keys is one of the places because they only have one road out. And so that, you know, is what they have, what they've got to do there. And then you look at the president said, FEMA, because you've got to have FEMA on top of this, and they're exhausted. And then there is the other part of that where FEMA is getting drained of resources because of what happened in Houston with Harvey. So a brutal situation going on when it comes to Irma. If we're talking about the size of it, we're talking about landfall in Puerto Rico, which has been amazing. Major damage in the Caribbean islands, just flattening, leveling buildings. The strongest Atlantic hurricane ever is what they're saying, more powerful. I want you to think about this. Think of 8 massive major storms and think of them all combined and how powerful that would be. And how that just collapses everything. So thousands of troops have been deployed. You've got lines that are wrapped around buildings in Florida where people are emptying shelves, food, water. I talked to my aunt today who lives in not far from Orlando. She lives in a place called Winter Haven. In fact, I've broadcast the show from there a couple of months ago. And it's a place that's famous for where Legoland is. And there's a lot of older people that are retired there. And she said that she had to get lemonade because there was no water in any stores. When then she went to get gas, somebody said to her, oh, by the way, they just got water at Walmart. Go to Walmart because they have cases of water. So, of course, she ran to Walmart to get water because they have no idea if the wrath of Irma is going to go up the belly down the center of Florida, even though most of the models seem to say it's hugging the East Coast. It's just so enormous. It's hard to tell. And there's a run on anything you can imagine. So food, gas. I was just reading a story about plywood because of all the boarding up of homes. Of course, depending on how horrifically strong this hurricane is and where it goes, it might not matter if you try to board anything up. But in Miami, where there's the big scare of what will happen, and that's where so many of these gas lines are, they had a huge fight at a Home Depot store where it got bloody, and people were pulling lumber from each other's hands and lunged at each other. There was two people, I guess, in particular. So the cops had to come and break it up, and wow, what is going on? It, all in the name of, I want that last piece of plywood. That's how bad it's gotten. And then an interesting thing is, because I spent some time in Miami, it is the land of cranes. They're always doing work right there on the waterfront. And there's giant condos and whatnot. And a lot of cranes. So what do you do when you've got those cranes up in a matter of days to secure them? And how do you just secure a crane? And you know what the answer is? You let it spin around. So they loosen it up almost like a top. Not that it would come out of its moorings. Of course, if a whole building gets flattened, that's a different thing. But so it wouldn't become like a weapon, it just is loosened so that it can spin around, almost like an old-fashioned clothesline, I guess is a good way to describe it. Wow. We've got all kinds of things that are in the path, too. Other states, South Carolina could be in play here, Charleston, all my friends and family in Charleston. You've got two nuclear plants that are in the path, the way it's looking of Irma right now. So that's not good. That's be very threatening, of course. And we've seen what's happened when there's been a disaster and it's smashed into any kind of a power plant. So people are trying to figure out what to do. People are trying to figure out whether they stay, if they're in Tampa and they're on the West Coast. And a lot of you are listening to us in the great state of Florida, all over the place. We have a lot of listeners there. I know many of you are listening to us in where I just mentioned Sarasota, and I've got a lot of friends in Sarasota. If you're listening to us on WSRQ, great talk radio station down there, make sure you keep it tuned in to 1220 AM because they're on top of this. They're all over what you need to do, and it's tracking Irma is obviously where the focus is in Florida, all over the state of Florida, because there is just no way. There's different models. There's the European models, the other models that of looking at what the hurricane, where the hurricane could possibly go and what it could smash into. And the the interesting thing is, again, there is no definitives here. There's no way to know where this path will go. You know, what kind of wicked twist it could take, what the turn ultimately could look like. Ugh, how depressing is that? And this is the thing is about hurricanes, unlike, I've said this before, unlike when we see twisters, when we see tornado and tornadic activity, the one thing that we know is that with tornadoes, how they can just crop up, you seem to feel like you get more warning with a hurricane. But the problem is you don't always know the direction it will turn. So either you take a lot of precaution, you get out right away, or you feel like you might be okay and you try to ride it out. You try to ride it out thinking, you know, this looks big, it looks bad from space, it looks like it's just going to eat Florida, but it very well could turn in a different direction. And so some people got out days ago and they were probably okay. Now they say if you were on the road, especially you were on, that's why they had to evacuate the Keys, one road in and out, there's no way. You had to get out or see ya, because there was no getting out once this whole thing was to bear down in that area, that you couldn't get out. You had to evacuate unless you were crazy. I listened to the mayor who said, don't be a tough guy. Anybody who thinks they want to be a tough guy, you know, pretty much they were telling you to put an X on your house and put your Social Security number out there because of what I just said, that it's expected to be more powerful than almost 10 storms. That's incredible if you think about it. And the fact that we're talking about in the Caribbean just flattening buildings. And there were some unlucky people that were in St. Martin and they were there trying to take shelter and try to figure out, well, how do I protect myself from this. I mean, there's electrical blackouts, there's flooding, it's terrible. They say the wind speeds were up to 185 miles an hour, which is a fantastical amount of wind. Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, has been declared a state of emergency. Of course, Florida has. Rick Scott, the governor, said the exact path is unknown, but it could affect millions of Floridians, and that's the idea. You know, you still could get terrible weather 200 miles from the eye wall, which could be the most devastating region of a hurricane. And so now look at this. You've got the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, who is saying that the repair costs in Texas could be $180 billion. The president sent Congress a $7.9 billion request for initial down payment for Harvey. Now you watch what's going on in Florida. Wow. Yeah. The satellite images will make the hair on your arms just stand up. I mean, just incredible. I watched a woman get washed away in a giant wave today on one of the islands. And how bad is it? Flights canceled all over the place. Godspeed to everybody in the path of Hurricane Irma. It's just that bad. We come back. We're hitting the mailbag here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
For the federal relief needed to help people come out of this.
Thank goodness. Something we can all agree on. We got to help our people that are stuck as a result of Harvey and now horrible Irma, where we have no idea what she's going to do. But it does not look good, my friends. That's for sure. A lot of you had hurricanes on your mind. And on that note, let's dive into the America Tonight mailbag.
Whoop!
We gave our friend the night off. I think he was in a hurricane.
That was his technical emergency sound.
Exactly. So let's go to this one from Rick. Rick says, Kate, it is frightening to see the images of Irma. Every time I turn on the TV, I want to turn it off. I feel so sorry for the people of Florida. Didn't we just go through this in Houston? I almost felt like a rubbernecker when I watched what was going on in Houston and could do very little to help the people. And now we're seeing Irma bear down on Florida. And 1 minute you hear them talking about the East Coast, then the West Coast, then possibly turning up the middle of Florida. It's got to be pretty scary if you're living in the Sunshine State, right? Oh, absolutely. I have been on the phone with my family. In fact, I'll read you. I'm going to do this live. I hope my sister-in-law doesn't care. But my nephew, my sister-in-law, my brother live on an island called Davis Island, which is right there, Tampa. So they're surrounded by water. And, you know, I said, come to Texas. Of course, don't go to Houston, but come to Texas. And they replied, because other family members reached out to them, too. Where do you go? And if you get on the roads, you're stuck forever because it's just that bad in so many of the areas. And what they have said is that they're saying, this is what they're saying. They're saying, hi, family. We are staying put until Friday night, Saturday morning. Got a vacation house at some place called Balmora in a higher elevation area in Haines City. So they looked to stay close, but to go higher because they know that if they're going to wait, they can't get in the middle of all that horrific traffic. And because they're on the West Coast, which many of you listening to me are hearing me on the West Coast of Florida, you know that it's looking okay, but you don't know, you know, for sure. So anyway, there you go. And I have other friends, too. Same thing. They're kind of planning to go to other places that are close by but at a higher elevated area and further away from where we believe it's going to hit. But again, we believe it's going to hit, and that's the key thing. All right, how about this? This one is from Gregory, and Gregory says, Kate, don't you have family in Florida? I've heard you broadcast from there. I want to say 4th of July. I thought I heard you in Tampa. And I think it's pretty darn scary what's going on with all the shelves being pilfered of food because, of course, people are snapping up food and water, especially because you have to have water. Doesn't this bring up the need for having a go bag, a survival kit, the things that you need? Anyone listening to your show? Absolutely. I mean, look, we all know this, right? It's like, do you have a will? I don't care if you have 5 cents in your pocket. You may have belongings you want to go to certain people in your life. Do you have a will? How many people really have a will? How many people have a go bag? Good point. So that if some horrific thing happens, you're ready to roll. Ready to roll in a moment's notice and no worries. The answer is most people don't. Right? I've gotten smarter. We've gotten smarter, and we've got food and water and all that kind of thing. And we have friends that really are ready to roll if something were to happen. They could probably feed the neighborhood. And I know some of you listening completely understand that because you see, like Houston, you see what's happened in Florida, and you see what's happened before when we've had other kinds of disasters, for sure. All right, this one is from Frank, who says, Kate, I'm watching what's going on with this whole DACA thing, and it's mishandled by everybody. For some reason, everybody wants to just bang on the president, but I think it's a whole confusing nightmare anyway. They're not kids anymore. They're 15 years to 30 years old, and therein lies the big problem. So first you make this law, you give people the reprieve, and then you snap it away. It seems unjust to me, although I'm not for illegal immigration, and I am for a tighter border. I just can't agree with going after this whole DACA thing, these people, shutting it down if it's not working. Absolutely. It's not workable. Then in the future, I think you have to grandfather the people in, though, and maybe that's too tough to do. Yeah, that is the problem. You just said it in a nutshell. You've got people that have lived here forever, and they're basically Americans. They went to college. They're contributing to, you know, to whatever tax bracket they're in and whatever taxes they're paying and whatever community they're in. And so it's kind of a mixed bag, right? It's a mixed bag of problems here. Thus the Dreamer thing. So herein lies again the problem. It's deferred action for childhood arrivals, by the way. So you have students, you have, you know, many who went through the program who are contributors to society, and then you are going to, what, pull them out? This goes back again to problems with how we deal with immigration and how we don't focus on laws that should have been enforced a long time ago. should have been enforced a long time ago. If certain rules had been, if certain laws had been held up a long time ago, he probably would have never even gotten into a DACA situation or had some of the things happen that we've had happen. But I say this all the time. Once the cat is out of the bag, it's not going back in. So we have to only move forward. It doesn't do us any good to go back in history and blame all the politicians beforehand because they just didn't do it. So moving forward, passing the hot potato around doesn't do anyone any good either, and this continues to be the problem. It continues to be the problem that everybody fights about. It continues to be the problem that everybody can't deal with. So something has to give. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Christopher, and Christopher says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you pay attention to what's happening. It was somewhere in Texas where this woman, I want to say it was over the weekend, she was picked up for shoplifting, and then she got out of her handcuffs somehow and drove off in a police car and was going like 100 miles an hour. Did you happen to see that video? It's hilarious that you say that because I did watch a snippet of the nightly news. I did see that story. It was in Lufkin, and she looked to be like in her, probably like in her 20s, and I thought, wow, you go from shoplifting to whatever that could get you. Like, who knows, maybe probation, I don't know her background. But you go from that to, okay, now I'm going to get in the front seat, I'm going to crawl through the open area after I get myself unhooked, and I'm going to drive away. And I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour, and police are going to be chasing me in their cars for 10 minutes. I'm going to practically smash into other motorists, but luckily I don't. And then eventually they do everything they can to slow me down, and eventually it happens. And I go flying off the road. The other cop cars around me come up, and the police come up, slap the window, taser me. And now how many years is she add on to that sentence, whatever it would have been? So that's, you know, that's stupid. That's what it is. That's stupid. And the video was crazy because, of course, they had the dash cam thing going. So you could see that, and then you could see the video, other dash cam, when they were chasing. Just absolutely wild. All right, this one is from Eric. And Eric says, I'm sure everybody's talking about the hurricane, or they're talking about DACA, or they're talking about something else that's very serious. But I was reading an article today, Katie, about these passenger jets with bigger seats and bigger space for the bins for your stuff and all kinds of really cool things. And I wonder where these planes fly, and will we ever see these planes in my backyard or yours, as you are fond of saying. It was an article you read in the Wall Street Journal, and they were talking about these series of planes that Delta is going to start flying next year. So it's called the Bombardier C series, and the whole thing is, will people pay more money to fly in the comfortable cabins for a little small fare difference? Would it be like Delta if they do that? I think people might do that. They, you know, with the bigger bins, and they're saying five passengers in a row, there's more space, and less people can be crammed in there. I mean, there's like that whole trade-off thing that you have to deal with. I mean, anymore, it's like today I was looking at airline tickets, and I was looking at, I can't remember who it was, but it was one of the airlines, and I was clicking on it. And pretty much the seats, now they describe the seats, for $32, you've got armrests that do not move, and then you've got a seat that has a movable cushion, and you have this and you have that, and it's like, are you kidding me with this? I mean, now of course they've been doing that, but they're upselling you everything. So you used to be able to get on, and okay, if you're not going to go into first, you're not going to go into business class if it's an overseas flight, you're going to be in coach. Come on, give me a break. Music Means, thank you very much for all of your emails. Great mailbag. I'll meet you on the flip side with Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo, and Nathan Reeder.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a European disco. I love Nathan Reeder. We're at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up, it is time for Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! You know, I don't know if I've said this on the air or not. Nathan, hello. Have you ever played bingo?
Yes, I have.
Like at a bingo place, or was it at a church somewhere, or where was it?
I've played at a bingo place in it was in a reservation north of Iowa City somewhere, and then I've played at some little bars that also have pull tabs at them in South St. Paul.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I think that is a kind of a bar thing now. I have never played bingo. I've never played bingo. I grew up in...
Never dabbed.
I never dabbed, but now I'm so curious. I really want to... I really want to do it. I'm just saying. I don't know why I'm even saying that. Because we have bingo as part of our thing.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about winning big at the lotto, every once in a while. Man, you sit down long enough at a bingo, you're gonna find something.
Find something. I love it. All right, so how about this? You tell me, fruits and nuts, bingo, or shred it. There's a hotel in Belgium that offers customers who are traveling by themselves, or if they just feel lonely, the chance to rent a goldfish to keep them company during their stay, to rent the goldfish in a bowl that they'll take to your room would cost you per night in American dollars $4.17 per night. So you can rent the fish for a night, or you can rent the fish for a couple of nights, whatever you prefer. And it became so, you know, once they did it as kind of a, somebody said they were lonely and they ran and got them a fish. I'm not kidding. That's how it started. And then it became popular, so they started doing it. And there are a lot of people that rent the fish, the goldfish. They've been doing it for about 4 years, and they've made some money on this, and it's one of those now places to go and rent a fish, goldfish. What do you think?
I think someone's employing the long fish tail very well.
You do? Come on now. No. I think it's bingo. Hey, yep. If you're lonely and you want to rent a fish when you're traveling, go for it.
They got out the dabbers. They got out the fishy dabbers. They won the cockles of the hearts.
The cockles. I like the betta fish, though. The betta fish live for a long time. Do you know that? Do you know anything about betta fish?
That they live for a long time.
That's all you know, too? Great. We know the same thing. Bingo! Yeah, they're friendly because they can't talk back. They just float around in a bowl, just like the goldfish. All right, how about this? So talk about guests and what you can get. Guests at Oktoberfest can enjoy beer without fear, they say, thanks to these new sneakers they released. They call them beer repellent. It's a German sneaker, and they really did produce these Adidas German Oktoberfest sneakers. They are comfortable for dancing and walking around, and it was inspired. It kind of looks like a pair of Bavarian leather pants, and it's got that brown leather that you see, and that's what they're calling it. The sneakers were made available on September 2nd, and they almost sold them all out. They were so popular.
Well, it sounds like it's pretty, and they sure ratcheted up that marketing arm, huh?
Exactly. That's what it is. It's the marketing arm. You said it. That's what it's about. Absolutely. It's all about that. Definitely. Now, this has nothing to do with marketing, and this is a crazy, crazy thing. A poorly placed UPS package left a California guy trapped inside his fifth-floor apartment over the weekend. So check this out. Jesse Lawrence shared a photo of this long Amazon package that was placed horizontally under his doorknob. It made it impossible for him to open the door. And as he was trapped in this apartment, he had to call maintenance to get out, and it took a while. Eventually, they got there, and they rescued him. But the package, I mean, this took a couple hours, because by the time the maintenance guys could get there, and I guess there was nobody else that could get to him, duh, you don't block somebody's door. What were they thinking? UPS is usually all about this and all over it. Like, they just are freaked about time, and maybe that was it, getting things to people on time and not screwing up with the deliveries. So that's kind of a screw up, I would say, if you block someone from getting out of their place, their apartment.
I would still not hold UPS as accountable as someone making a mistake as an individual, and that's pretty ridiculous, but you know,
it happens. Blank happens.
I mean,
bingo.
What did the foyer what did that look like?
It was just this big long package, and it was blocking, it was sort of like wedged under the doorknob, so you couldn't get, like, if it's your apartment door or my house door, I couldn't get it open the way it was placed. It was odd placement.
Yep.
I think they just didn't think about it. They just, you know, put it up there, and that was it. So I agree with you. It was like a weird accident. It wasn't on purpose, certainly.
I tell you, I got to chase every one of them down. Like, they ring the doorbell, and I've got to go down two flights of stairs, and every time I hear that, and I move, but I've got to run.
You got to run. They move fast.
I got to chase them down to their car, because they're never on the porch still.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to stick with UPS for a second because this was a big story that somebody sent me about the, and they're still talking about it. It happened a couple of months ago, but cops in Pennsylvania said a church pastor contacted them after he got a package that unexpectedly contained 10 pounds of marijuana. So it was obviously an accident. They opened the box. It was shipped from Sacramento, and it went to Southwest Philadelphia, and it had bundles of marijuana that had been stuffed into a bucket before being placed inside the box. So
wait, whoops. That was a UPS, too?
Yeah, it was UPS, too. But they didn't know it was in the box. So someone in Sacramento mailed it, but they screwed up to where they sent it. The marijuana, they said, was worth about $270,000. Yeah. Whoops. Oh, somebody's in trouble. Wrong address. Yeah. If it was going on the street, somehow that got messed up. Wrong address. That's just a case of not placement, a case of get somebody putting the wrong one on, I think. And that's what happened there. Yeah. All right, this is pretty interesting. I'm going to finish with this. A Maryland zoo said an owl that escaped when a tree fell and damaged its enclosure was found a month later and is recovering. Like, you wonder about owls. Would the owl fly away? And this owl was damaged, though, and was trying to fly but couldn't fly. So they did this. They put a camera on the owl, and it got so popular, and kids were watching. Oh, look how they're taking care of the spotted owl. And so the owl escaped when the storm caused the tree to fall in its enclosure. And then they took it was very sluggish and all this, lost weight, and they nursed it back to health. But it was cool that everybody got involved. It was like he kept watching the owl. And the mayor announced that the owl had been recaptured, was recovering from its time when it was loose, because that's what happened. And then it came back and they took care of it. So I guess the owl kind of knew where to go because they found the owl close to the zoo. This was in Maryland. I think that's bingo. It's cool.
Yeah, totally cool. Owls, man.
I love owls.
Yeah. Being able to watch them, too, on the internet as a new access point for getting children interested, it's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I say bingo. I just saw the owls when my nephew was here at the aquarium in Dallas. It was neat. And we have screech owls in our neighborhood. Little baby ones are cool whenever you get to see them. It's very rare, but it's neat. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour, and you, Nathan, of America Tonight.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.